Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, we are talking episodes 3 and 4 of Netflix's new show, The Crown. We've got King Edward abdicating the throne and the Great Smog. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Such an apt song for this. Yes. I thought These Hoes Ain't Loyal by Chris Brown would be more appropriate, but
we're doing that one next week.
Yeah, we'll save that.
Already, we can't, you know, she said
I always
it first.
Get outvoted here.
Yeah. Well, you're the guy. No. Girls, oh, is that you gotta how it stick goes? Together.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yes, yes.
Oh, girls have to stick together?
That's right.
Yes.
That works so well for Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
hey everyone.
We went there. Hey guys, what's up? It's Angela Struck here. I am your host. We are talking Netflix's The Crown. I'm super excited. There were some really good episodes, 3 and 4. You can find me on social media at The Angela Struck on Twitter and Angela Struck on Instagram. And introduce you guys, my co-hosts, my lovely co-hosts.
Hello, my name is Sahai. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Say Hi Sahai. That's SayHiTsaHai.
Hi, Sahai.
Hi. I love that.
Here's the thing. I'm the bathrobe heartthrob. I'm always in my bathrobe because I always feel at home, especially when we're on this panel.
Right.
Find me all across social media, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, on the gram at I Am Tehran because I really am Tehran. Like, my name's Tehran. I am Tehran. IamTehran. Find me.
I love your bathrobe.
I mean,
I need to get one and wear it here all the time.
It makes me feel at home when I see you in your bathrobe.
It makes me comfortable and cozy.
Listen,
right.
I will never be as pretty as either one of you, but I will always be extremely comfortable.
Aw, such a gentleman.
He knows the way
such
of my
a,
heart.
Such a heartthrob.
Compliments. False
so,
compliments.
Yeah. Jerk.
I feel like a royal.
You're wearing a royal robe.
Well, actually, it's
how
a raggedy
apropos.
Robe. It's not silk or anything, but I felt like the royals throw a lot of shade at each other. Like,
they
I'm
do.
All about that.
This
like.
Episode
well,
especially.
This one, exactly. Nice segue. We started the episode with a flashback to 1936 when King Edward is abdicating the
yes.
throne. And we kind of see all this drama between the family, words back and forth and everything. What did you guys think?
Well, we got to see how King George, how it affected him. We saw him as a regular guy, you know, with his family, and how his brother's decision totally changed the course of his life.
Yeah.
And for some, they think it actually killed him. So
yeah.
It was
well,
great.
The mom.
Right.
Like,
yeah, Queen Mary.
Right.
She,
yeah, Queen Mary. She's
she
kind of a B-word.
Yeah.
She's a little B-word.
She is definitely.
I mean, she's a little.
That's
she's
a little harsh
stuck in
for
way.
Queen Mary. She's a lady.
Okay, and listen, I'm not an English subject, so I'll say whatever I want. And we have free speech in this country,
yes.
And I'm going to use
it slide.
Especially
we'll
when it
slide.
Comes to this show, right?
Yeah.
So when I'm watching this, I'm like, really? You're going to feel like it's a burden? Yo, please let me be king.
Yeah.
Please.
You
Buckingham
would love
Palace
it. Yes.
is a problem.
Yeah.
Like, please. Like, have you seen my condo? Your bathroom is the size of my condo, my dude. Please.
That's
like,
probably very true.
This is,
yeah.
Talk about first world problems. This is like, wait, this
yeah.
isn't even first world problems. This
right.
is like royal blood problems.
I 100% agree. They don't even actually, as we kind of discussed a little bit, they're not like the only ruler. You know, I mean, there's the prime minister
right.
and everything.
Well, they're not
it's
the
like,
ruler. They're
right,
just a
that's
figurehead.
What I mean. They're
right.
really just a figurehead.
Right.
So I don't think the job is probably that tough. I mean, obviously they are. You know, schedules are probably insane and they're expected to be at a lot of things, but it's certainly not being like the president of the,
exactly.
the United
you know
States.
Who has
like,
no schedules? Homeless people. And
right.
that's how
yeah.
the opposite of who the royals are.
Yes.
Like, you're just not. Buckingham Palace is a palace. You live, people are like, oh, this is my palace. No, they literally live in a palace.
I know.
And I mean, it's not like they have a real job. Right. No, it's not like they're not waking up at 8 a.m. and struggling to get kids.
They're not.
They have help.
Yeah.
They have you know, servants to help them.
Let's not take away from what they do.
Struggling.
Speaking of, did you guys notice when they pressed the button, Queen Elizabeth, and for the door to be opened? They literally don't even open their own doors.
Exactly.
Of course
like they
not.
Don't take off their own clothing. Yeah. I mean, they're doing okay. So, but I love the fact that he did this for love. Like,
yes. I thought, what did you guys think? Did you feel it was a true love story between King Edward and Wallis Simpson, who had been married 3 times, including Edward,
right?
Which we were just discussing. And I mean, do you think that she was this tart that kind of, you know, manipulated him into falling in love?
She's a gold digger.
Yeah.
Listen, no, I don't think she was a gold digger.
It's not a coincidence. Every single man she's married.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of 5-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Is rich,
yeah.
And now she married the king,
yeah.
And then she fights for getting the title. Like that's what she wants more than like he's like I promised her the title. No, she wants the title.
Yeah,
look, she didn't force him to do anything he didn't want to do. Maybe she used her womanly wiles to persuade him. I mean, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
But I kind of felt, I kind of felt like the family is probably not too far off in their opinions of this woman. Like I don't think she's probably like. Just this, you know, sweet woman.
No, she's not a shrinking violet, but at the same time, she, you know, she knows her power and she used it for the people that it would work on.
Yeah.
And they're not even allowed to say her name. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, they understand, like, and she's been painted horribly in
a lot of movies
in history. Yeah,
historically. As a charlatan and it's like a total whore and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that,
a homewrecker.
Right? Yeah, and all these things. I feel like King Edward. No longer King Edward, the Duke of Windsor.
Right.
The Duke of Windsor is like all about Wallis. And I hope that she loves him too. But I know that like I wouldn't be willing to give up all that for her or anyone but her. Like,
because
I'm looking and I'm like,
What
like,
do you mean? Just, you're saying she's not a looker?
I mean, she wasn't the most pretty woman. I'm just like,
But maybe they had different styles back then. I think she was probably very chic for the period.
Oh, definitely. From what I read, it's like she really worked on her look. Like,
but
fashion was important for her. But I think she just basically made him feel good. Like, his family made him feel bad and she found a way to make him feel good.
Exactly. And I think her American flair, she was probably very, you know, opinionated and sassy and things. I feel like she just wooed him with all of that.
She got a lot. She bit off more than she could chew because she didn't know that he would lose the one thing that she kind of wanted.
Yeah.
So he lost the major part. You know what I'm saying?
But she still
she
got a title in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, not in this episode.
She's not the queen.
No, but that's not what she really... I think she was okay with what she had.
She certainly was, like, ruined, I think. I, even if she has the title... I think we can all agree that, like, her reputation in England is, like, horrific.
Yeah.
But I think she was, like, a really tough woman.
I bet you there are no women walking around called Wallis.
But, but she chose to... She changed her name to Wallis. So I think she... This woman, like, she had her sights set on moving up in the world.
Yeah.
And that's what she did. And so she was tough. She was a tough cookie.
She got it. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, okay. So then I thought, as you kind of said, Queen Mary was the most pissed about this whole situation.
Yeah.
She literally thinks that he killed her... Or he killed her other son by abdicating the throne, which we all know actually was probably lung cancer. But like,
but the stress,
yeah, and definitely he wouldn't. And we do know that King George was, you know, a very timid person. He, you know, as we saw in the King's Speech and everything with his stutter. I mean, it took a lot for him to step up to this role of king in such a difficult period with. You know, that
and he wasn't groomed for it.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, it's like he wasn't groomed. He wasn't, he wasn't ready planning for it. On it. He wasn't planning on it. He didn't, like, it's like, yeah, they knew both there was a chance.
Right.
But he was getting the secondhand lessons.
Exactly.
Like, they were really grooming Edward and teaching him what to do and how to act. And we see that because even in episode 3, he's still really prim and proper, and he plays the game like a champ.
Right. Yeah.
Like, even the mom who hates him still loves him for his mind and knows that he would have made possibly a better king.
Yeah. Right.
But the way she was going in on the Duke of Windsor, she was like, your brother was the best.
I love
that. He was frugal. I'm so sorry that he is gone.
She was like, he truly was the perfect son.
Exactly. Like, but you, on the other hand, she was giving him the total side eye.
Yeah.
And what you said about King George not being prepared, the same thing happened to Elizabeth. She was thrust into this position.
Yeah.
And even Churchill said, you know, your dad didn't even have time to really groom you.
Right. Right. And they were calling him a private individual, making it very clear that he was no longer a royal with, you know, the abilities to.
And I love that part when he says, when you're in, you don't really know you're in, but when you're out, you know you're out.
Right. It was very good.
It's like the mafia.
Yes.
But can we also talk about all the shade that he was throwing? Like,
that's what I wanted to talk about. Yeah. So we go back to 1952, and he is talking smack about everybody in his letter back to Wallace.
Yeah.
Because he feels free. He doesn't have the same bounds and obligations that they all do. So he's not, he doesn't like have to teeter the line like they do. They have to actually be pretentious to one another.
Right.
He's just calling it how it is. He calls her Shirley Temple.
But I think that's
Temple,
because of Wallace.
Cookie. Like, she's
fat, round, common, and looks like a cook.
Yeah.
I love that.
But I think Wallace was the backbone that he never had. That's why he suddenly manned up when he met her. And, I think he kind of always had this, maybe this hate for his family, and she just added the fuel to the fire that was already there.
Every show that I'm on, I actually applied for the Illuminati, which they're all in. So
this is your second week referring to.
Listen, because they run the world. Like, that family runs the world, and if you don't have the right leader, the right ruler, you give up a lot. You literally give up a lot. This isn't just about a figurehead. This is also about a symbol. This is also about a commonwealth system. This is also about power.
But that's why Wallace wanted to get in on that. She was like, I see what this is. You were born into this, but I've worked my way up to this, so let me get a piece of the pie.
We talk about her, so we didn't even see her. Yeah. We don't even know what she
did. Right. Yes, we do. We saw those scenes where she was dancing with him.
Dancing.
But hopefully we see her more.
But it's interesting because, as we saw in episode 4, Queen Mary made it very clear that God has anointed these royals. I don't think you can, you know, be an American and, you know, get into this life. They were ordained by God, you know, that whole thing was pretty
heavy. Where the crown comes
from. Yeah.
Like, that's like the myth of the crown, is it is ordained by God. This is a direct, is a family who was able to change an entire religion for a country based on their needs.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Winston Churchill, although he's not a royal, do you think he feels like his position was also ordained in a way? Like, that's why he fights so hard for it?
Maybe he feels like God had a purpose for him or something. Yeah. You know, that he was this role that helped defeat Hitler and was such a powerful leader for the people. I mean, I'm sure he definitely thinks he had a very solid purpose. But I definitely think, even given the fact that we saw in the show, Elizabeth says to him, sit down, have some tea, whatever. And he's like, no, it's very clear.
We're supposed to stand. We're supposed to stand.
Yeah, we kiss you. We go to you. You know, you're the royal. I'm
gonna
not
play
the
my
royal.
Position, you play yours.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think he definitely knows there's a difference.
I think he feels like so empowered, and that's what makes him fight so hard for his position. And that's why he refuses to just let it go.
He's the consummate politician.
Yeah.
So he's cultivated power while they've basically
been born into it.
They were born into it. So they've just got it. It was part of their heir.
It was given to them easily.
Exactly.
I think that's why the people love him so much, too.
They do.
You know, I mean, they can relate to him because he's one of them.
He's not.
The
he's
royals are not.
But
right, but I mean, in their head, you know, in their mind, he's not a royal. He's just, you know,
a guy like us.
Exactly.
That
he's like their Abe Lincoln.
Right. Exactly. Good parallel. I think that's pretty accurate. So then we basically see, you know, all that nonsense with them. But then we see Philip kind of speaking to Elizabeth about what he, you know, the things that they have decided that they want for their family. They mm-hmm. want to be in Clarence House. Mm-hmm. They do not want to live in Buckingham Palace. Right. And he wants his children, their children, to keep his family name. Right. And so we see Queen Elizabeth and Churchill having kind of their first meeting. And they're not seeing eye to eye on basically anything.
I love this because this is where you really see Elizabeth, like, it's like her first challenge, her first time challenging him, and her yeah. first time putting her foot down. He's like, oh, I'm going to run this by everyone else. And she's like, no, you're not.
No, yeah. that was on the second run through. On the first run through, she kind of just gave in. He ran.
She, but eventually, yeah. she was kind of taken back
because he brings up the ascension. Yeah, yeah, he wants it to take a lot longer.
Right.
King George was ascended with 5 months, and her, they
16
were...
16 months.
Boom. But I have in my notes, too. So, yeah.
Which I actually was, like, surprised she was able to do the math so quick. Because yeah. she was like, well, that would be
but
16
it shows
months.
You how smart
like,
she yeah. is.
Wait, hold up.
How? You can't pull anything over her eyes just yeah. because it's something you want that's going to benefit you. She, well, she's right. quick on her feet, and that's why she's in this position.
She wasn't that smart because she didn't figure it out until much later what it exactly was. She was able to do simple math. She wasn't understanding the constant
she didn't,
of power.
Because she's still new in that position, so she doesn't understand all the pieces are right. moving like they are. But eventually she came to that decision, and there was a scene where she put her foot down and he said, oh, I'll run it by everyone. And she was like, no, you're not. This is what I want. And what I loved about that is because you see her struggling again with being queen and a wife and a mother and trying to balance those roles.
It is, but then she also goes to what her grandmother told her, which is you have to put the crown first.
Exactly.
And she
100%.
Then decides, you know what? I am going to keep the family name Windsor. Right. I am going to live in Buckingham Palace because I'm a civil servant almost. I mean, right. she has to do what
she has
is
responsibility.
Right. Yeah.
You love that life. You love that lifestyle. Well, this is what you have to give up.
Right.
You have to give up these things. Like, it's the same thing goes when celebrities are like, oh, the paparazzi, I hate them so much. But when you were trying to become a celebrity, right. you love the paparazzi.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Paparazzi.
Exactly.
So now that you've made it, it's
part
the
of the course.
Sword.
It's part
exactly.
of the, yeah.
But what do you think, how did you think that made her husband feel? The fact that she even just attempted to make his wish, you know, to do what he wanted.
I think it was such an interesting scene because in a normal marriage, I think we would all be like, she's awful because she's not taking his, you know, feelings into consideration at all.
I want you guys to remember you're talking about this in a second when you're done. Just remember that this is the thing.
Well, I would feel, you know, like, why wouldn't she take into consideration? But I think she really didn't have much of a choice. She had to do this. But I think he was very upset. And I think that was very clear, which I think is why he then decided to pursue his flying
right.
Hobby and passion.
No,
because
he was going to pursue it anyway. He came in saying, I'm going to pursue flying. And then she was like, I have some bad news.
Yes, well, but I think he's feeling very stifled in his role. And I think that it all kind of led to it. Like, he's given a title and he doesn't even know anything about it.
It emasculates him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I think initially he was flattered that she was going to, like, there was initially some hope in his heart. Like, okay, this might really happen. My family's name might really, you know, be the lasting name. And then it turned into
disgust. He has a bit of Wallace in him, too. He wanted to be the king and have his family, Mountbatten, be on the king's
and he also had his uncle behind him saying, hey, make sure this happens. You know,
right.
I gave this name to you. But, yeah, I loved Philip in this episode, too. This whole flying, you know, this new hobby.
I think that actor's amazing, too.
He's amazing, yeah. The fact that he was able to... I feel like flying for him was his only way to feel free.
Yes.
And I love the relationship
That's
between,
a great analogy. Yeah. Like, when he's in the sky, he feels... That's you know, apart from all of this drama.
And he's in control. This is the only place that he's in control.
Yeah.
And the fact that I loved seeing him and Peter together because I felt like they were like brother-in-laws and buddies, you know.
Yeah. Boys in the locker room.
Yeah.
Especially when he found the purse.
Exactly.
But it definitely emasculated him and to the point where we didn't even know Philip was still alive. Let's be real.
Right.
Like, see, so he takes a back seat.
Yes.
It emasculates him and it takes him out the role. But what I was saying about that is it is actually a Western thing to take your husband's name. So even in the Middle East, where everyone's like, oh, women don't have rights and stuff in Iran, like, women don't take their husband's names because they carry on their family legacy. So it's a very Western thing. It was declared, you know, Queen Elizabeth's grandmother was the one who declared it and went to keep, you know, the House of Windsor and make sure
that it's like something. I love her so much. Yeah. Like, I always love the older women in these shows because I feel like they're so strong. But the fact, can we talk about all the smoking that goes on? Like, everyone's of like, why is everyone getting cancer? Yeah. But then everyone is smoking.
Yet. They didn't know
They didn't know. So, literally at that period, doctors would tell you, this is healthy for you.
It's good for you to smoke. Yeah. Tobacco was like, tobacco's the crop that actually saved the UK.
Right.
And also is the reason why a lot of us are here.
So. She's coughing. She's in the bed. And then she's smoking some
more. But you know what? That's also, even nowadays, I mean, people, a lot of people that are dying at this point of lung cancer like tend to want to smoke at that point.
People know now. It's on the side of it. Like, if you smoke now, you're kind of stupid. Like,
right.
It's kind of like if you use crack now. After you've seen someone else use crack, why would you ever use crack? Like,
right.
When it comes, because first of all, I hate Philip. So that we'll go there. But I do not like Philip. I do not like Philip.
What did he do to you?
Look, Philip is shady. Like, Philip is cool because you got to understand, sometimes you got to be Stedman. Sometimes you got to be like, yo, you're Oprah and I'm Stedman.
And he got there. It was just difficult.
He didn't get there. We don't see that get there. Like, we're waiting for him to get there.
But I think here's the thing.
It was a progression.
I think he also probably would have been okay being Stedman maybe later in life. I don't think they thought that George was going to die so fast. She was going to have this role so quickly.
Right.
And he was going to really be emasculated so early on.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think for a while there, as we saw when he was being knighted or given his title or whatever, that relationship, she was the one waiting out in the room. She was waiting to give him a kiss. He told her, sleep well. Like, he was definitely in the more powerful position.
Sure.
So he's had to now readjust completely to this role. And it does. But I definitely understand where he's coming from.
Yeah. Yeah.
It reminded me of those guys who have women who make more money and they can't stand it. Like, they can't handle that.
But at the same
time,
when
you gotta let your girl, she gets to be
the queen. But we live in a different time, too.
But also, I mean, when it was cool, he loved reaping the rewards. Like, when they were in Africa, he was just leaning back. He gets to fly planes, you know, he gets all these perks. And there are scenes when you see him, just even in his swagger, that he is very confident and he's...
Oh, he protected her against the elephant.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
you guys really like that. Like, listen, he wasn't protecting her against that. There was not, if the elephant decided to cry, they'd both be dead.
He saved her life.
Like, yeah.
You know, it was very beautiful.
Yes, it was very chivalrous.
I liked Queen Elizabeth stepping up. Like, why am I the feminist on this panel? Like, I like Queen Elizabeth stepping up.
I don't think things are so black and white. I think that you can still be a strong woman, but understand that you can also be married to a strong man.
Right.
You know,
they have to figure it out.
And I think they're doing the best job that they can.
She is not a person. She is not a human. She is not a person. She is an entity.
She is a corporation.
She is no longer.
But everybody is a person. Everybody has emotions.
This episode, in this episode, she is still a person because she's trying to stay in the smaller house. She's trying to keep her husband's name and just raise her kids.
So
and she even said
and
to her
she
uncle.
She said she hated Buckingham. It was not just him. They both didn't want that for their family.
Right.
So it's not just, you know, her opinions versus his opinions. They're on the same page about things. But now this entity is coming
and
in.
And what do they think about the king that did want a normal life and want to be in love and all that? How did they treat?
I actually think she was very understanding of him.
She was.
She was like asking him for advice at the end. She really didn't hold it against him. And I think that's because
she did ask him for an apology.
Apology. And she only didn't.
She understood that he took something from her.
100%.
And she was like, "You need to apologize for that because my life could have been totally different."
He gave it. Yeah.
No, I'm saying she kept him. She kept him because dad's dead. Like, she even said, like, now I need your advice because I don't have my dad anymore. And at least yours will be from the heart, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Even though he's kind of making deals, too. Mm. But the concept is...
For his allowance.
She knew. I mean, sure. But she knew what the deal was. Once you become queen, this is what happens.
Yeah.
It's like... And we're going down... I'm going down your road this week. Where I'm, like, breaking it down. It's like when Jay said, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
Right.
She is now... the crown. She is no longer Elizabeth. And though she kept her own name, she kept her name, like her father didn't keep her name, his name, and everyone changes their name. Right. She kept her name as Queen Elizabeth and then the second, obviously, but she understands what it is. Mm-hmm. She's been around it her whole life, and when she goes back to Buckingham Palace, what do they say? Welcome home.
Yeah.
Because this is where she belongs.
Right. They also say, long live the queen, which I love.
Ordained by God, and she has lived long. She's 90 years old.
Speaking in regards to her relationship with her uncle, she, as we see her in these next two episodes, she's developing her stance as, and her decision-making process is becoming stronger. So right. I love the part where she kind of checks him on what kind of dogs that he has. She's like, they have a weird
pugs. Yelp. Wasn't it a pug or something?
It's pugs, but she's throwing shade. She's still showing a distinct.
She's also serving him food, which I thought was a cool thing because she's like, here's the queen, but I'm your niece and I'm serving you food and welcome you into my home.
I think that was also to convey she wanted to go to her family. She wanted this intimate moment. You know, they could have had the staff serving them.
Right.
I think she just wanted to kind of be one-on-one with him and have it like very family.
Right.
And that's why she was even kind of giving him the time of day everything
he's
done.
Brought him, like, it took down his guard as well, so he could really open up to her.
Instead of feeling like they were performing for everybody,
and then he had to be on guard with everyone else.
People are watching and listening and everything.
Yeah.
So that was a very good episode. And then we get to The Great Smog.
Loving it.
Which, were you guys familiar with this whole...
Yes.
You were.
The Great Smog was a big deal. It's a big deal in, like, British history.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no expert, but that's what I love about this show because it's, like, giving me drama, but it's
more,
also history as well.
A better understanding of it. I had heard of it, but I kind of didn't really understand how devastating it was, how many people died in literally the period of 3 days.
Right. I think it was, like, 3 to 5 days.
Combination of air pollution and the London fog. And people were really getting on Churchill about this because apparently the scientists had warned him previously. He had ignored...
What happened before? It wasn't new. So there was a situation where, like, London would be covered with coal dust and it would be called pea souping, right? It was like pea soupers where it was like all of a sudden and people would have a hard time breathing. And, and in this case, like 4,000... on the low end to 12,000 on the high end died in this matter of 4 days from whatever kids and elderly people and all that stuff.
Right. So and I think they were warned because also happened in another state. I think it happened in the U.S.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
And that was their example of something like happening like this before.
Right.
And he didn't take heed because he wanted the country to seem prosperous.
Exactly. He told them to keep burning their coal.
Right.
All of the people that were against Churchill already, kind of wanting to get out with the old and in with the new, jumped at this opportunity to try and push him out.
Yeah.
Collins goes rogue and goes to Clement Attlee, I believe is the pronunciation. And he, who was Churchill's rival.
Clement Attlee.
Churchill's like rival and predecessor. And they show him this information. And are kind of like, you know, move on in.
Hey.
And he's a bit skeptical, but then I think he would be ready to go. What did you guys think of that scene?
I found it interesting that here it is, he's getting this information that he can use to his own benefit, but he hesitated, and he still wanted to give Churchill a chance, which I found interesting because it's like, okay, this is an opportunity where I can shine, but it's like he still had a little bit of fear and respect.
The Trojan horse.
Yeah, he had still a little bit of fear and respect for Churchill, which he was like, okay, let's give him a chance. Let's see what he does. And I think that's because he's still unsure of himself.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that he said that Churchill gave him the nickname, the sheep in sheep's clothing. Yeah. So it's like everybody had nicknames for everyone. Like, well,
they're so nicknames. Cheeky.
Shade nicknames. Yeah. Well, they're cheeky because they're British.
I know. That's
British
what I'm saying.
Known
yeah.
For their cheeky humor.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Winston Churchill. So in episode 3, one thing we didn't really discuss is the fact that we waited for the coronation so that Winston could get his house in order.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to ask him for his resignation, which they wouldn't do if as long as he was involved in coronation.
Right. Right.
So he needed that time to get his ducks in a row.
Right. He needed Elizabeth as much as she needed
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Even probably even more because he's like fading out and she's going to become queen regardless.
Right.
So, but they knew that Winston Churchill is actually really good for the country. I mean, he's done so, so much and he was as much a figurehead and respected person, like you said.
Right.
So they knew they needed to fear. He's still the godfather. He's still right. Don Corleone.
Right.
All right? So they knew, even though he's old.
He was like the people's champ.
They still needed it. Yeah.
Even though his co-workers and other cabinet members didn't like him and wanted to push him out, the people still loved him. And it's like they needed him. And I think that's also what kept him in power.
Yeah. So he went and he met with Elizabeth. And she was kind of bringing up other issues and matter-of-factly dropped that Philip is flying.
Right.
And he was, like, having none of it.
Right.
100%.
Which, I don't know. I found that such a difficult one. Because
do you think
I understand
that was because Philip's sister had died in a plane crash, so he was worried about Philip's well-being?
It's also very dangerous. Flying at that time was
very
dangerous.
It was very dangerous, but I also think that it showed something about Churchill, that he's just kind of a control freak.
Mm.
And I feel like it was, you know, you have to do this. You have to do... And I feel like he just wanted to control her. He wanted to control her. Mm. And I think whatever it was...
I don't know. I feel like
name,
he was,
house, flying, whatever.
No, he was... I don't know if he was trying to control her as much as he was trying to control their tradition. Like, they have a tradition. It's set.
He respects
it's the way
the monarchy.
And he respects the monarchy, which they don't need to. The cabinet was established against the monarchy. Like, they have the real power.
Right.
So the fact they're keeping around, it's like, yo, we're doing all this. All you have to do is follow the little rules, bro.
But
follow
they don't know all the rules. That's why they need Churchill. He's like,
they know the
here's
rules.
Another lesson here. No, just like she didn't know that he couldn't sit down and have tea with
sure.
her.
Sure.
So little
she
by
wouldn't
little,
have probably told him if she thought it was a... But she wouldn't have said it if she thought that it would have been something that would have caused an issue. I feel like she just said it kind of...
Because she's still in the mode of a common person, and she doesn't realize as a queen there are certain things that you have to do. So that's why he's her teacher. He's her guide.
But I really felt for her in that moment because it's like, this is my husband. Please don't take another thing away
from him. Mary took
the
name. He can't have the house. And now this.
Yeah. You're like... Screw
I mean,
him.
No, because listen, to me it's like, yo, if Philip don't want to do it, I'll do it. Call me.
She's 90 like, now. Are you still down?
Yo, yeah. I mean, on the low, Like I wouldn't be.
You wouldn't be Wallace.
Listen, okay?
You'll be the homewrecker?
It's not homewrecking.
Oh, right.
We didn't even know Philip was still alive. Like, I didn't even know he was still there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, Philip has responsibilities too, and he knew what he was marrying into because he loves the ascension into power as well.
Yeah.
And so because of that, there are certain concessions that you're going to have to make.
Yeah.
And everyone knows this. He knows this more than anyone because he has an entire family of people who've been trying to do this their entire lives.
At this point, Philip, he says, look, I have a lot of time on my hands. Do you notice in most scenes, Philip is the one playing with the kids? I don't think I've ever seen her play with the kids.
No.
And I think that goes back to him, one, now having to be kind of like Mr. Mom.
Sure.
Two, maybe he's closer to kids because he had a difficult childhood. I know, but it just still hurts my heart. And then three, it's like Elizabeth might be like, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Like, can you do something?
You got that vibe. I mean, he asked, like, what she was reading and if he could hear about it. And she was like, no.
Right.
And, like, don't ask again.
Poor thing.
And,
that's real, though.
Yeah.
But that's real.
Yeah.
That. How do you think, do we all feel this bad when Michelle Obama has to go through it? Like, that's what
Michelle
I mean when
no,
I'm like,
I
I'm
agree.
A feminist.
I didn't see a problem with her taking her job seriously. I didn't see a problem with that.
You think President Obama
I just feel
just
that you should
everything?
Be... I think that Obama would take Michelle's feelings into consideration 100%.
So.
And that's what I'm saying. I understand her wanting to take his feelings
into
consideration.
But there are things that you can't discuss. Like, yo, I'm the president
no,
now.
No, like, 100%.
You're my wife.
I didn't think there was
so
anything wrong
it.
With her doing that. I'm not thinking there was anything wrong with her doing that. I'm just saying I think that you're exactly right, that she's kind of like, you deal with the kids because I'm working and, like, this is serious. And, like... Yeah, I mean, that's the role.
Exactly, creating the boundaries that are going that they need to develop in their relationship for their relationship survival as a whole.
Yeah. So then everyone is kind of dismissing this smog as nothing serious. Queen Elizabeth and Churchill, most of all, blaming it's just weather, it's weather, and everyone needs to calm down. That is until Venetia Scott, his secretary.
Can we give a moment of silence for Miss Venetia Scott? Because I loved her.
Because she has a black name.
No. Well, no. I just I just thought she was so cute, and I just loved her relationship with Churchill.
Yeah.
And I thought I was hoping to see a little love, you know, a little romance.
No, Vincent loves his wife. He's married. CL Girls is like, if it's cute, it's okay. It's not okay. What if you were married to
Churchill? Churchill needed a little release. Okay?
I just thought it was really sweet because I felt like not necessarily love romantic because that'd be creepy because I think he's literally like 60, 70 years maybe older than her.
May December
but
romance.
I thought it was cute because she was kind of reinvigorating in him his initial spark and passion and fight and gusto.
And he remembered who he was and why he you know, fought so hard to build himself up in this way. So, and she was inspired as well.
Exactly.
And he motivated.
Reading his books and everything. Yeah.
But I think she was kind of in love with him.
I think she was in love
possibly.
With, the idea maybe of him. Maybe she had a bit of a,
don't know. Venetia,
staying late after relationship.
She was reading that book with her feet by
the
fireplace.
Exactly. She didn't want to go to the bar with her girls to read that book. I mean, that's love right there.
Yeah.
This isn't The Notebook, guys.
Churchill and Venetia Scott. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, she's dead now. Oh. So
that's real. That's real talk. She died. And
that
was an eye-opener for Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Because that was like his ace. That was his ride or
die.
Her,
right.
Yeah.
That was his ride or die.
But her death wasn't in vain because although she thought she was going to storm off and, you know, talk to him and to make these changes, her death actually forced
made
him
the
to
change.
Open his. Yeah.
Well, Tehran, I was thinking of you because you were like, I can't wait to see what Winston Churchill does with his manipulative kind of ability to, like, get everybody to fall into line.
Right.
And he did it at the hospital by calling all, there was like, he had this beautiful moment where you thought he was being like really sympathetic and everything. And then he was like, do the newspapers know I'm here?
Exactly.
And like,
he's a G.
Yeah.
He knows how to use everything.
He's a G. He
advantage.
Knows what he's doing. It's like PR. This is moves. This is politics.
Yeah.
The British perfected politics.
Yeah.
Okay. The French perfected bureaucracy.
Food.
The British perfected
bread.
No, the Italians perfected
pizza.
So that's the way it works.
French
like
did fashion.
Right.
All right. Yes. Yeah, so that was an unbelievable scene.
Yeah,
and literally Elizabeth, because Uncle Dickie, Philip's uncle, had come and said, "Listen, you've got to get
Churchill out.
Like, it's going to be a major problem. Everyone's against him. Everyone's ready to move forward." And even the advisor, I can't remember his name right now, that said, like, oh, your father had kept him in, but this is a different time, different sovereign, go for it, basically. So she was all prepared to, had her meeting set up. And he pulls this fast one.
He's Winston Churchill.
Yeah,
I love the fact that everyone's talking bad about him, and then he's like, "Watch me work.
Watch
how it's done."
Yeah,
and he immediately turns it around. He assesses the situation, and he's like, "Okay, this is how I can use it to my advantage." And once again, the people love
him. And then the smog also went away.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and. What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Okay.
Lifted.
So, you know.
Okay, so this isn't the first time this has happened to Winston Churchill in the power struggle, right?
Right.
He's fell out of power a couple times throughout this.
This is not
and
his first rodeo.
And he bounces back.
Yeah.
The difference is this time, he does it and we get to see it in front of the queen. Like, I don't want to use the word use, but he utilizes the queen's sympathy to get back on his good graces. And she can't go through with it.
Right.
She cannot go through with it. She was about to get him to basically force him out.
Yeah.
But she can't.
Yeah.
Because Winston is the dude.
And what did you think of that scene with his wife when he was basically like, I did it all perfectly. Well, I saw her like pivot. But he actually also gained a lot of respect for her.
Exactly.
He was saying, he was like, she's smart. Like, yeah. She changed it.
Because he knew what she was going to do.
Yeah.
And then so he was prepared for that. But then she switched up mm-hmm. and then he had to switch as well.
Yeah.
So it's like they're playing with each other. They're playing. They have their chess. This little dance yeah. together. I love seeing Winston with his wife as well, because again, the wife is like who he comes home to. He may have been in love with Venetia in the office, but at the end of the day,
this is your theory.
But you know, he goes home to his wife. She's kind of his confidant and his, like one of his advisors as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very good. So let's get into some predictions, shall we, for next week?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
We know your prediction. It's that Venetia Scott comes back to life
yes.
and has a love affair with Winston.
That's kind of spooky, this music, by the way. I know.
It's always spooky. I don't know why predictions have to be so creepy.
Because it's like mystical, I think. Mystical.
Yeah, like, ooh, can we tell the future?
Exactly.
Can you guys tell the future?
Well,
what do you think we have in store for next week?
I think that Okay, so I haven't seen a fight between Philip and Elizabeth yet.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for this fight to happen.
Yeah.
There has to be a fight. Like, yeah. I don't know. We haven't seen the fight. I'm waiting for a fight.
Yeah. Even I feel like the British don't fight, but it will happen.
They fight in their own way. They fight in a very classy
subtle
way.
Yeah. Like digs.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm hoping to see more of Miss Wallace Simpson. Like, I love her. I just love how she's, like, so different from everyone else in the family. And I want to see more of her and the Duke of Windsor.
Yeah, both of those. And I'm also excited to see how Churchill, like, how much longer he can stay in there and kind of work his magic.
Well, he's got to die sometime.
I mean,
I like Duke of Windsor a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't like Philip. I like Duke of Windsor.
Yeah.
Really? You like the shady one?
I like Edward.
Why do you like the shady one?
I don't think he's shady.
That's the dark-haired guy, right? The one that is like the advisor.
No, Duke of Windsor is her uncle.
Oh, Dickie. Uncle Dickie.
No, her uncle. The one that was throwing the
shade. Oh, you like Edward, who abdicated the throne.
Exactly, exactly. But what I loved is how I just continue to love the grandma. So Queen Mary, I hope we see more of her.
I think she's going to die.
I dislike every character you like.
No, but that's okay. That's okay. Differences
are fine.
I don't
like Queen Mary.
Did you see how they were like prepping for her death? Like as she was in the bed. And that was the thing. Like for many years, they had all the plans in place. She was actually also a participant in making the plans for her funeral.
Yeah.
And then she kept on not dying and they had to keep on changing things. So I thought it was hilarious that
that is really funny.
Funny yeah. as you brought it up.
Yeah, that was really funny. She's like, close the window. The rehearsing for my funeral. Exactly. Like, oh, how eerie. Awesome, guys. Let's all just say where they can find you on social media.
I am at Say Hi Sahai, SayHiTshai on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
And I'm at I Am Tehran. I'm almost at 1 million followers. I just need a million more people to follow me. So if you guys can all follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, Vine, WhatsApp, I don't care what it is. Find me at I Am Tehran, IamTehran. If you don't know how to spell Tehran, just watch CNN.
I love that. And I'm Angela Struck, and you can find me on Twitter at TheAngelaStruck and on Instagram at Angela Struck. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Do they have Thanksgiving in England?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.